Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. We're going to be completely honest with you before the show you're about to hear that this show is beset with technical issues.
But you won't hear a single one of them because you are listening to our Daily Takeaway, which is our radio show in podcast form and, as we always say, with some bespoke extras.
And basically what that means is we've gone in afterwards and then removed all the gaps when the computer was having a bit of a tammy huff.
It felt like today's live version of the show was if you were playing some console computer game.
Yeah.
But you had a very bad internet connection and it was very laggy.
Very, very laggy.
It's like playing a laggy game of Fortnite or something.
There you go. That's very down with the kids.
Thank you.
There's lots of big gaps everywhere and stuff like that. But didn't let us, you know, didn't stop us from having fun. As you're about to hear, we didn't stop us from having fun. But one thing that we just want to point out, and we don't know how this is going to be when we get in for tomorrow's show, is that our head engineer, Robbie, said that he was going to hotspur the studio after we finished up. So I don't know what that means. I hope Robbie's going to be okay. I hope he's not gone up like a... I'm getting visions of... You remember the bit in Star Wars where Luke Skywalker is had his hand blown off and he's hanging over the edge of the Death Star there and all the wind's flapping around? Is he going to be all right, Robbie?
But the only knowledge that I have of that technical term is if you hotspur the studio, does that mean that it all starts very well but then falls away and the season ends in failure?
Oh, I see where you're going there. You're getting us involved in North London football beef.
Sorry about that.
Hopefully, Robbie, it'll all be okay and tomorrow's show will be a success.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio calm. Mental Health Awareness Week is underway and Absolute Radio Calm is as well, as we play our part in supporting everything that is going on this week.
And it launched today, launched this morning. This has been, what, 2 or 3 months worth of behind-the-scenes hard work? You guys have been fantastic for suggesting amazing, soothing sounds that work for you. And you kind of, I don't know if anyone else feels the same way, but the bad news in the outside world is incessant at the moment. And we were kind of worried with it kind of tying in with Mental Health Awareness Week. We want to give you guys, our listeners, a chance to kind of get yourselves away from the stresses of modern life. So it's a radio station that doesn't have songs or adverts or news bulletins. They're the things that kind of stress you out. We filled it with soothing sound suggestions from you, our brilliant listeners. And here's a little selection of some of the things you'll find on Absolute Radio Calm right now. Trip to the Epping Forest.
Beautiful.
Do you call it the Epping Forest or just Epping Forest?
Those who want to be formal can call it the Epping Forest.
I normally put the prefix of the before I go in there. This was suggested by loads of people, a purring cat. That is not a purring cat. If so, things have taken a terrible turn. That is a camping trip and a roaring fire.
Yes, hopefully not in the Epping Forest.
Just to confirm, a cat was not harmed in the creation of this radio station.
Look, this launch has not been the calmest of affairs, but trust me, trust us, Absolute Radio Calm is calming for you. And it is live right now. You can hear it in the free Absolute Radio app or by asking your Amazon smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Calm. That's where you need to go for it. Absolute Radio Calm is there to help you be that little bit of solace that you might want and might need as Mental Health Awareness Week gets underway this week. Absolute Radio Calm with the support of Tesco Mobile.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
I very much feel like I've brought a little bit of the weekend into Monday with me today. You might be in the same situation. I picked up a new bike on Saturday that I got myself for birthday. And I went on my first big ride yesterday. Did about 7 miles.
Yeah.
I love it. It's fantastic. But towards the end of those 7 miles, I think it's fair to say I was feeling it in my backside.
Wow, what a fantastic review of the weekend. That's when you can tell you've had a great weekend.
And today, I am even more so feeling it in my backside. Every time I sit down, whether it's the train, whether it's home, whether it's here right now in this studio, I am feeling every single one of those 7 miles.
Well, I mean, I sympathise. I mean, I cycle for work, so I had to buy, like, a special sponge. Maybe it's an age thing. I had to buy, like, a special squidgy seat topper to go on my saddle, on my Brompton.
Now, you see, I'm self-aware, and I realise that I carry with me natural padding, so I was hoping that wasn't going to be the case, but it looks like I have to buy one of your squidgy bottoms.
I think no matter what size you are,
yeah,
that bit between those bits,
yeah,
that goes on the bit of the bike,
yeah,
I think it's kind of the same in everybody, to be honest with you. The other thing I bought, we did this kind of coast-to-coast thing in Devon with some friends last year. I had to buy a pair of padded shorts, which is the next level if you've got a sore ass. And the worst thing is, there's no dignity to them because they're shorts with padding on the back of them, but they've got like braces, like straps that go over your shoulder. I look like something from, you know the late night chat, 0891. Something kind of weird going on.
Surely that takes a little bit of the joy out of it as well, because if you're like cycling along a towpath and then you go for a lovely little drink somewhere,
yeah,
when you get off that bike, you've still got the padded backside.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Like, it kind of looks like a nappy. You know when kids have got a swimming nappy on? That's what it looks like.
If you are carrying anything into the week from the weekend, it might be an injury.
Or if you've got backside-related issues.
Yeah,
let's just throw it right open.
Really opening up with that. Then 8-12-15 for your text or on the socials at Absolute Radio. Jay says, sore finger from rope burns sailing at the weekend and a sore leg from hitting the mast when we capsized.
Well, all right, Howard's Way,
it's
over
our,
that.
Our ABC One audience.
There you go. For me, we went to the allotment late last night, mm-hmm, me and my other half Katie, because my mum and dad are here at the moment, which is great. So we went down about 7 o'clock last night. It was beautiful as the sun was setting and, you know, really quiet at the allotment. Just thought we'd do a bit of like last minute planting. I got absolutely eaten alive by gnats.
What is it with you? What do they love about you? You're always getting bitten.
Always getting bitten. They love me. To the bit they love the most, back of my neck, and then just the top of the, you know, the ball of your wrist. That, if that's the ball of your wrist.
Do you know what? I spent a lot of time looking at your wrists, and they are lovely wrists.
Don't they? Edible,
yeah,
wrists. But I don't know whether I've got, like, is it my blood group or something like that? Is there anything I can do to stop it happening? But at the moment, I'm getting savaged. So I'm itching away whilst we're playing the songs here tonight.
I have noticed. It's funny. Like, as I talk to you, because obviously, you know, we're looking at each other as we're doing this show, you are itching away.
I've got a terrible one on the back of my neck, so apologies. I look a bit shifty, don't I? But I'm just itching.
What have you carried over from the weekend into the new week? Tell us. 8-12-15 for your texts. Find us on the socials at Absolute Radio. Debbie says, I went up Scarfell in the lakes on Saturday. I only escaped with a couple of blisters. Thing is, I got home to Glasgow, moved my wine bottles from temporary box to main recycle bin, and put my back out.
Serves you right for sneaking into next doors. We know what you're up to.
Sean, what are you carrying over from the weekend?
I have carried over some very itchy legs after getting them bitten alive while doing my rugby tots classes at the weekend.
What is going on? So I was saying earlier on that I got eaten alive at the allotment last night. Do you think it's getting worse? Are these more angry mosquitoes than ever before?
These weren't mosquitoes. They're little black flies. Somebody said that the birds are not migrating like they used to, so they're not getting eaten. So they were just little tiny black flies flying around. I didn't even think they were going to bite me.
That is a very interesting piece of environmental intel there. Because birds aren't migrating like they did, they're not being eaten, and that's why there's more of them around, and that's why you're getting bitten.
That's like the circle of life, isn't it, in many ways?
It's pure conjecture. I have no scientific basis for this whatsoever.
Well, we're going to tell other people. I'm going to tell two other people in a pub that.
Exactly.
And let's just spread it.
Yeah.
That's it. Just do that. It just becomes fact. Then you're absolutely right.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Since we're talking about stuff that parents have got wrong, and this has come from my mum calling the Manchester United player Garnacho gazebo, do you want me to do the top four things that my mum, Jerry Bush, has got wrong?
I want to hear further ones, yes.
Here's the countdown. The top four things that my mum has got wrong. Right, at number four, she described the indie outfit in spiral carpets as the spiral staircase. At number three, we took her to Wagamama's for a birthday lunch, and she's described it ever since as Mama Go Banks. Don't even know that works. At number two, she called Coldplay Cold Start. Continues to call them that. And at number one, when my brother got in from school and told her he got 73% in a test, to which she replied, "Oh, that's great. Out of how many?" God bless Jerry Bush. There's a top four. Ollie says, my mum insists on calling Alanis Morissette Alanis Montserrat.
Unscientifically, a lot of these appear to be mums.
There's a lot of mums, isn't there?
Vicky says, my mum calls my boyfriend's camper van the Wikipedia instead of the Winnebago.
That could be quite dangerous. You want to watch out. Craig says, at a motorhome convention a year or two ago, my mum, yet again, mum, my mum commented that a stand was selling Lithuanian batteries. Brother and I both looked at the sign. It was lithium.
Just the once, 30 years ago, my mum, there we go again, referred to WD-40 as UB-40. We've not let her forget it. Whenever anyone references something squeaking, we all start singing Baby Come Back.
Love that. Keep it going. That's the best thing. And to carry on the mum theme, Woody says, my mum wanted to go to Bill and Ben's for her birthday meal. She was, of course, talking about Frankie and Benny's. If you've got any dad stories, do get in touch.
They aren't out there.
There's none. It's just all mums. Spike has got in touch to say the dad's partner insists lol means lots of love. Typical messages include thanks for the birthday present, lol. Sorry your dog's died, lol. We're talking about things that your parents get wrong. This one here says my mum kept banging on about all the emails she was getting from an old school friend called Linda Kinn. It was an era of Friends Reunited. She had no school friend called Linda Kinn. It was actually from LinkedIn. These guys are legends. Let's go to the phones. We've got someone on the line we desperately want to speak to. Her name's Madeline. How are you doing, Madeline?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
Very good. It was great, with great trepidation, that we opened an email that's just come into the show entitled...
Dad's Glory Hole.
My Dad's Glory Hole.
Yes.
So we thought we'd call you back.
Father-in-law.
Your father-in-law's Glory Hole.
Even worse.
Hopefully this is not the title of a book you've got coming out on Amazon Kindle or whatever in the not-too-distant future. Could you please clarify what this is all about?
Is that my father-in-law used to refer to his office as his glory hole. We had a very delicate conversation with him to explain to him what glory hole also refers to, and since then we've not heard the phrase come out of his mouth.
I feel bad. I feel like your father-in-law, him getting that information, I feel like might have diminished his faith in the world a little bit. Like a little bit of him, a little light has slightly gone out there, do you think?
I believe so, yes.
It's one of those things where he's then going to replay over in his head all the conversations that he has had with various people and thought, no, I said it to them, I said it to her. Oh, it's awful.
Yep.
What was I saying?
And he said it not long after I met him as well.
Fantastic. Well, we're glad it's been resolved one way or the other, Madeline. And lovely to get an email from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
So the weekend may be done, but I've carried over a sore backside into this new week after going for a long cycle ride, my first long one for many, many years yesterday. Feeling it today. What are you carrying over from the weekend into the new week? Gemma says she's out for a 10K walk. Blisters have got blisters, and she's got a full PT workout later tonight. Can't even get her trainers on.
I would just knock that on the head, have a takeaway. What a PT I would be. Right, we've got Chris on the line. Chris, what have you carried over from the weekend?
Achy legs, achy knees, and quite a good bit of sunburn from badminton horse trials. So spent a lot of time walking around, shopping, spending way too much money, but well worth it.
I went to the badminton horse trials with the old radio station I work with in Bristol, and it's one of the strangest things I've ever been to in my entire life. It's very unique. Explain what it is.
It is the... pinnacle of equestrian sport, so three disciplines, dressage, show jumping and cross country in the middle, and it's the equivalent of, I guess, in equestrian sport, it's like Wimbledon is to tennis. So
wow.
Do you know what? Look, a lot of people have their opinions of this show and of you and I, but we commented earlier on when we spoke about the listener who got rope burns from going sailing and then capsized, and now we've got Chris, who's been to the badminton horse trials at the weekend. It is a very highbrow ABC One listenership show.
I think this is almost morphed into upper crust injuries. If you're a little bit extra, a little bit special, maybe you've slipped at a local chandlery when you were buying stuff for your yacht.
There was the lady putting away her wine in her wine cellar earlier on.
Upper crust injuries.
Yeah, I mean, There's plenty to buy there. You almost have to buy something. It's a bit like owning a Harrods bag. You have to buy something, whether it be a rope or a...
What did you buy when you were there?
Mostly food, but I did buy some olives for the fridge.
There you go. You got involved. I wouldn't even want to know how much it's a pint there, Chris, but it sounds like you had a good time.
Oh, yeah, really good time. Yeah, it's well worth it. It's a great event and not too far away. It's I live in Wiltshire and it's in Gloucester, so it's not too far to go. It's, you know, it's on the doorstep, so you've got to make the visit. Absolute
Radio Calm. Because we've launched Absolute Radio Calm. Thank you so much to everyone who's got involved over the past few weeks suggesting brilliant, soothing sounds that we could fill this brand new radio station with, because we wanted to create something that would offer you an escape from the stresses of the modern world, perfectly timed with the start of Mental Health Awareness Week, which kicks off today as well. And it is now live after all that work. Give it a try on the Absolute Radio app. All thanks to Tesco Mobile, or tell your Amazon smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Calm.
You'll know the kind of sounds that you're going to hear on there because you helped us compile them. You won't hear news, you won't hear adverts, you won't hear songs. It'll just be sounds like this. The waves off the coast of the Isle of Wight.
Or, Philip, we're going on the ferry, going over to do the festival again.
Crashing soothly. Or maybe you'll want to take a walk on a warm spring day.
Getting gnats on me again. I can feel it. Ah, get off, get off.
It's a calm walk.
Okay, fine, no gnats.
Or a trip to the zoo. Immerse yourself in the world of wildlife all around you.
Or like freaking out how weird monkeys' bums are. Aren't they weird?
They are weird.
It's weird.
Very strange bums.
Doesn't seem to be an accident.
Absolute Radio Calm is available for you right now. And you can find it in the free Absolute Radio app, thanks to Tesco Mobile, or ask your Amazon smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Calm.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
I just want to retract my technical comment about Hotspur in the studio from the beginning of this episode of the podcast, because, of course, if you do follow your football, Arsenal actually need Tottenham Hotspur to do them a favour on Tuesday evening. So... regretting that now.
Yeah, I feel like that may come back to haunt you.